Marco.
Ça va comment?
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula Chimincha. Ta. Alephet Gimel Yitat Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Shehudcha Kevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhen Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Lame Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel. Asin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatach. Et kuf bet te dunayim. Yachid geyes lamcha penei zokre kidushatach yud gimolamet peizayim kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmatziakatenu yodea talumot shinkufal. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseyaon Wafesha V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'chem yichud kud shabri chu ishkinte bidhilu. Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. Le'atka l'chem yud he bavav he. B'yichuda shalim b'chem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Sikha Matar Tane Nan Dekusha Perichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Ikshot Delay lach mila bialma, ivae barnash, ledach yalea, minea ulan haga, ea kalana, tehakulu ovada, bikshot inun, wikola itsteris, bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael. Untati wishakam, tata vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a verse, a tool, of saying each letter out loud in sequence. With its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta. Heza yo ala da la awa he he ya. Yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ta be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu ta. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he 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 ame me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re te me tsare. Wa me be yo he he ala nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadikim. Utilizing the same method. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be he a ame. Me be shi la yo he anu a kameta. He he yo anu da la he wa he mea. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he pe he wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa me he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka wa ka a ko me nu da anu yo he ma he wa me re he ya yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nuwa nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 12th day of Shvat, Rabbi Chaim Kapusi. Some people call him Chaim Kapusi. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Shor, Rabbi Baruch Kapelish, Rabbi Meir Atlas, Rabbi Zev Dov Zamoshitz, Rabbi Shmuel Chamula, Rabbi Shabtai Aton, in the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, in case anybody in our community has not said it. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. We will now say L'shem Yehud as we do the Ani meditation. You can find the Ani meditation on the Revealed Wisdom, on the Unique Astrological Times links, which is the last link on the Unique Astrological Times hand landing page, which comes under the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Also on that page is a bridge Kaddish, which we will do shortly. L'shem Yichud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte B'Tchilu Urchimu Tchilu Tchilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yudei B'Vav Hei B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Malchut Yoaheini Vayohei, Yoaheini Vayohei, Yoaheini Vayohei, Yesod Yuahuni Vuyohu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Hold. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. Netzach. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. Ye are he ni wu yo hi. ahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Ye ah ni we yo. Ye ah ni we yo. Ye ah ni we yo. Chesed. Ye ah ni we yo he. Ye ah ni we yo he. Ye ah ni we yo he. Bina. Ye ah ni we yo he. Ye ah ni we yo he. Ye ah ni we yo he. Hachba. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. And the abridged Kaddish.
And we all say Amen.
And Jacob is Tiferet. my commentary. The word phrase "and Hashem" is very informative. When one adds a vav to the name Hashem, which then becomes translated as "and Hashem," the gematria becomes 32, which teaches us that this unity connects to Chachma. This helps to explain the sense of completion as discussed in Pasuk 53. Pasuk 55. Walayla bi'amudesh hawa nahir tesitra da'uvda begin dirai bi'ri'ti'ird tun mitzray batrehon the East Kara Shema de Kuchabrihu Ufir Tiku Ufrashu Begin Le Mazal Le Mazal Yemama Vele Ilya Aspakalaria Nahara Vidala Nahat Nechara v'tu begin l'ita l'mitzraye d'mirut mikarehu tiktiv ha'elu sarai tzion ukiz meshiv ha'kamim achot v'ad az le'bimama the translation. And by night in a pillar of fire, in order to illuminate on this side by day with chesed, and on that side by night with giburah. This was in order that when the Egyptians chased after them with their chariots and horsemen, they would drown and not even one of them would survive, in order to glorify the name of the Holy One, blessed be He. For this he needed the aspect of giburah. In order to go day and night means the illuminating mirror, which is Zeron Pin, that is called day, and the mirror that does not illuminate, which is Malchut, that is called night. It was also done in order to fool the Egyptians, so they would say that it was a coincidence, and it was not Hashem who delivered them, therefore. They were traveling day and night as if they were fleeing. As written, the princes of Tzoan are become fools. He turns wise men backwards. Therefore, they travel day and night. My commentary. This is an alternative understanding as to why the Israelites appeared to flee Pharaoh and Egypt on the physical level. The word Tzoan comes from the root Sadi Ayans. This root has many meanings. The one that seems the most appropriate to me in this verse from Isaiah is the one that seems the most appropriate comes from Isaiah, and the root is means the princes of submission. This clearly refers to the Egyptians who died because of Pharaoh's foolish actions. Pasuk 56. Rabbi Abba Amar Zaka Aholach Kon the Israel Deki Kucha Perichu Apik Lon Mimitzrayim Lemeheve Holakeya Beachasanteya Vetachati The sea dried the old la.
Ishtakache ruli Yisrael v'kein l'mecheve olakeya v'yachasanteya v'tachati b'sitra diugla Ishtakache ruli Yisrael v'gomer. V'kein l'zamna Siyate dikti v'chaya b'yom ha'hu yitacha v'shufar gadol v'gomer. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, happy is the portion of Israel, for the Holy One, blessed be He, delivered them from Egypt in order that they should be His portion and inheritance. Come and see from the side of the Jubilee, which is Bina. There is freedom for Israel, and so in the future to come it is written, and it shall come to pass on that day that a great horn shall be blown. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one must remember what is learned about Rosh Hashanah. There is a connection between the great horn, the shofar, and the sefirah of Bina, and the Jubilee. Freedom only exists when one is connected to the Jubilee, which is the sefirah of Bina, and the tool called the shofar. Pasuk 57. Ugin ha'hu u'yugla ila'a itach u'gu Chamishin yomin l'kabela oraita Ulim karav l'torah V'sinai v'kaven Diazil bimama Azal b'leilya L'mehevi k'lachad yoma ben b'mama v'leleya v'la yishtakach v'rashu. The translation. Because of the Jubilee, they were delayed for 50 days after their redemption from Egypt to receive the Torah and to approach Mount Sinai. This was because there are 50 gates in Jubilee, and in order to better themselves, they needed 50 days. Since they traveled during the day, they also traveled during the night, so that it would be all be one day, and there would be no separation between day and night, which are male and female. My commentary. This verse explains why the Torah was given 50 days after the redemption. This is a sub-spiritual law as well. Completion can only come after 50 steps or 50 gates. Pasuk 58. Velo odela dekulu benicha hazwin lirota benafshi ayu imad ikimin biomadika bilu oraita Chavo chamshin yomin shalmin yomi v'layla leile kakayot t'leit yom bila leila laila v'leit laila v'lo yom v'layla v'yom ikre Yom Achad V'Kevan De'Azlu Chamishin Yomin Shalemun Min Shedein Sheru Alecha Aleihu Yom Valaila V'Yom Ikre Yom Echad V'Kevan De'Azlu Tam Shin Umin Shalemin Kabin Shein Kedain Saru Alaihu Inun Nun Yomin Diuvla Umistira Uvla Atihiv Lehu Oraita Ukish Azlin Yoma Valelia. The translation. And even more, they all went at their leisure according to their own desire, in order to combine day and night, which are male and female. On the day that they received the Torah, there were 50 complete days and nights, as it should be. There is no day without night, and there is no night without day. For there is no completeness of Zerantin without Malchut, and there is no completeness to Malchut without Zerantin. Night and day are called one day, as it is written, and there was evening and there was morning one day. When they traveled 50 whole days, these 50 days of Jubilee dwelt upon them, which are the 50 gates of Bina. And then the Torah was given to them through the side of Jubilee. Therefore, they traveled day and night. My commentary is the verse as clear as written. Pasuk 59. We amar Rabbi Abba Kiti Vayehi Kizaku Yitzak Bat Kedchin Inav Amai Ha Ukmihna Man Derachim Lecha Iva Haki Uvetachatzi Yitzak Itzkalayel Leelya Fileelya Lo Bechir Viad Viti Iktiv Eina Vikolachad. The translation, Rabbi Abba said, it is written that it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. Why? We have explained that one who loves the wicked, his eyes become dim. Come and behold, in Isaac, who is Giborah, night is included. Come and see, in Isaac, who is Giborah, night is included, which is Malchut, and the night is not And it came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. Why? We have explained that one who loves the wicked, his eyes become dim. Come and see. In Isaac, who is Giborah, night is included, which is Malchut. And the night is not bright, therefore. The eyes were dim. It is all one, because the inclusion of night in Isaac is in the same context as the love of Isaac for Esau. My commentary. As students of Kabbalah, did you ask what is this verse doing here as a discussion of the redemption from Egypt? Pasuk 60. Rabbi Yitzhak Patach, we amar v'yagiad l'milech Mitzrayim ki baruch ha'am v'yagid ha'aman. Ela ha'ukmu ha'aval ha'kmu v'harshu Itkana shu legabia viadiuhu ki beruach maham biyamai tamiru da ela tamu bechach mata telephone behavo azle yami Ma velelia amru vadai arivikin inun velo odelal dechamo ilachavo azli biorai orcha meshar timadikativ. Rach meshar kimadiktiv v'yishuva v'yachanu livnei pi achirut. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak opened the discussion saying, and it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled. He asked, and it was told, who told him? And he answers, we have explained that his wise men and sorcerers gathered about him and informed him that the people had fled. Why did they say this? Because they saw in their wisdom that Israel were traveling day and night. They said that they were fleeing, and they saw that they were not traveling on the straight road, as it is written. And they turned and encamped before Pi Hachirot, and they informed him of this also. Therefore he chased after them. My commentary. The term Pi Hachirot translates as the times of freedom. Thus is the additional information Pharaoh needed to decide between they turn and encamp before Pi Hachirot, and they informed him of this also. Therefore he chased after them. My commentary. The term Pi Hachirot translates as the times of freedom. This is the additional information Pharaoh needed to decide to chase after the children of Israel and ended up in the Yam Suf to their death. It's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? You all have a beautiful Shabbat. At 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, we will have a class on the Reform. Shabbat Shalom. Seven a.m. tomorrow morning, we will have a Psalms study. Tehillim. Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov. Shalom Gadol.
Okay. Shalom Gadol.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.